WSDG 444 946. Are you still out there? Hi, fellas. I'm out of here. I'm going to bed. I was dozing off in my chair here. I think it's bedtime. You guys are still out there. Y'all have a good evening, good night, good morning. Good talking to you guys, and we'll do it again. Catch you guys later. WSFZ 793, and I'm off the bed.
Good
evening, Dave.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WRWF 516, mobile around West Michigan. Good morning to you.
good morning, WSBC202.
Node 710 connected to node 700.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET257. I'm going to be mobile and monitoring.
Good morning. Morning, New York, WRGP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Morning, Bob, 202 Waiter. Good morning, 544, 202 Waiver. 202, forgive my deaf errors, WRGP 544. How are you this morning, sir? It's a bit chilly down here, but we're doing all right. How about yourself? Got the first cup of Joe out the coffee pot, sitting at, 44 degrees with a high of 59 today, so all systems go. Yes, sir, I got me a late start. I'm working on my first cup of Joe also. You have a great day, 544. We'll talk at you soon, my friend. 202 and put back quiet. Matt, enjoy the rest of your weekend. You and yours be safe. As always, a pleasure to have you in my receiving, WRCP 544.
It's cold. But at least we're linked up. WSZ 793.
Morning, Dave. WIGP 544. Yep, good to hear you back.
Morning, 202. Yeah, Bob, I see we're linked up now. What's going on? Did somebody get up on the right side of the bed this morning or what, man? Things have linked up in the past few days. Been kind of lonely without you fellas up there coming down here to visit, man. Now I'm going to get in and just wave good morning. I'm on the first cup, too, and I heard you key up, and I'm like, oh, we're linked up. Okay, good news there. But, yeah, nothing to report. Got 48 degrees, and it looks like the highest today is going to be 65 down here, so the heat wave is in action there, Roger.
Sorry, 202, if I stepped on you there. We got 44 with a high of 59 today, but warming up this week. All right, get to your coffee. We'll do it again, Dave. And yeah, good to have you back in my home. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Yeah, Roger that, Bob. Same here, man. Good to hear you. Good to have you in my room up here with me here. Ain't heard from you, like I said, in a little bit. And it's always good to hear your voice, man. It's been, you know, at least I know we're linked up now. We'll see how long it lasts. Anyway, gentlemen, I'm going to get quiet here, sip my coffee, and ponder the birds and bees outside. I can hear them all buzzing around and tweeting and stuff. And I don't know, or maybe it's in my head, I don't know, the way I am, who knows. But anyway, good morning, WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Wow, I'm making it into the flight machine from Bay City, pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, Raj, you better enjoy it while you can.
WSBN 300. Yeah, no, it'll fade out by noon. You only get Cleveland when you get a warm front. You gotta have a nice warm ducting situation going on usually.
WSMT now, too. Good morning, Dave.
Well, look, views up, man. All right. I guess the band is waking up. Morning back time to you, Frank. You know, first cup, and I just got up out of bed, man, just on my first cup, and trying to get it together here, there. We're linked up, so just in case. I don't know. Somebody woke up on the right side of the bed this morning, I guess. What's up?
I just forgot to say good morning to you and people like Bob and everybody. And, yep, my day's going to be about cleaning the amps off since I got that box of coffee last night. So, other than that, doing the same thing. I've been up since 4:30-ish, so still pounding the coffee.
Yeah, all right. All right, man, I'll let you have it. I'll let you add it off. Bob's out there and everybody, and you can go ahead and get your wave on there. I'll talk in a few minutes. WSOZ 793, I'm listening.
WRZP 544. I sure hope you have a comfortable vehicle. Roger.
Well, I'm in the vehicle a lot. We'll leave it at that. Good morning to you. Good morning, Dave, and everybody else out there. How you doing up there, Bob?
Plates on this thing. Rascal, you need one of them big old vans with a bed in it, a cooler, a refrigerator, and a TV, dude. You keep doing what you're doing. Always a pleasure to have you in my receipt. Not missing a thing today. 45, going to hit 59, and as always, sir, you travel safe. WIZZ 544.
Roger there, Bob. Appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful day. With you, Sam Charlie Zebra 10793, Dave, you still in there? Good morning. WSTM 993, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10, good morning, Chad.
Good morning, 810, how's it going?
As usual, tired and ready to go to bed.
Garage, you're just getting out of work?
Yeah, affirmative, and I'm pulling second today.
You gotta go back again tonight?
Yeah, I got a little bit of a wonky schedule this week. I'm working 4 to 11 tonight, and then I got to be back at 7 tomorrow morning and work till about 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Say that again?
I'm doing 4 to 11 tonight, this afternoon, this evening, and then I got to be back there at 7 tomorrow morning and work until about 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, copy that one. I hear you. Man, what did you end up doing last night? Well, I mean, you were working, but I think you said you were with your partner, your friend, or whatever, right?
Yeah, I was with one of my friends. We went into Frankenmuth for the car show, and yeah, we stayed in Frankenmuth for about an hour and a half or so, and then we went and grabbed something to eat and dropped her off and then went to work.
Copy that. Frankenmuth pretty good then?
The vehicle part of it was pretty good. The spectators were, let's just say the alcohol was starting to flow pretty freely. So, yeah, we decided it was time to go.
What about the alcohol there? I'm sorry, I didn't copy that.
Yeah, the spectators were getting pretty deep into the alcohol there, so the little groups of people, little clusters of people were starting to get a little bit loud and a little bit rowdy, so we decided it was time to go.
Yep, I hear you on that one. Do you hear anything back on the other place yet?
Stand by.
Copy that, WSC. I'm not entry monitoring.
WSCQ 464 monitoring.
Good morning, 464. WSBM 993.
Well, good morning to both of you fine gentlemen. I'm just curious, the repeater we're on right now, is this Tecumseh, Michigan?
Negative. Linked up from Saginaw, Bay City, Sheboygan, Detroit, Macomb, Mount Clemens, Flint, stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I'm on that group. Yeah, I was familiar with that group, but I didn't know. Well, the way I've got this programmed in my radio is Tecumseh, Michigan, so I didn't realize that this was that group. Is this will you call the grade 8? I'm in Maumee, Ohio.
Roger that. Sounding real good from Ohio there. I'm located in Saginaw, Michigan. Copy.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I was just I was on my way to flipping channels around. I was scrolling. I was going to go to Moline, Michigan, and see if I could get in there this morning. And I heard you guys talking. And when you guys stopped and took a break, I thought I'd jump in there just to see if I could contact you. Yeah, like I say, I'm in Maumee, south of Toledo.
Copy that. Sounding really good there, my friend. Name is Chad on this end, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Call sign is Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993.
It's nice talking with you, Chad. Brian, my call sign is WSC. 464. I'll let you get back to it. And, yeah, I just want to see if I can jump in and make contact with you this morning. You fine Sunday.
Roger that. Same to you. Take care, and nice talking with you. WSBM 993. We'll be back monitoring.
All right. Have a good one. WSCQ 464.
993
from 810.
WSDM 993, go ahead, Paige.
Sorry for the abrupt cutoff there. Came across an accident there and just wanted to check with PD, see if they needed anything, but they're good. Anyway, I'm about at home, so I just wanted to say 73. See you. We'll talk to you later.
Roger that, Paige. All right, you have yourself a good one. Get some good rest and sleep, and we'll definitely talk again soon, my friend. Take care for now. WSDM 993, we'll be back monitoring.
Bio station, WRZP 544, tip in the Michigan, over. Did you fellas catch his 20 down there? I often travel down that way. Did he say where he was at outside of Toledo?
Yeah, he did out there, Bob, but I didn't quite catch it. He was breaking up a little bit on my end, so I mean, I'm not exactly sure. Name was Brian, I believe.
He was in Maumee, Ohio. Maumee, Ohio. WSPN 300.
Yeah, I'm still out here monitoring from Maumee, Ohio.
The better half goes to church down here. All right, I appreciate it. Good to know I can get on the radio down here. Appreciate it, gentlemen. WRCP 544. Hello, Bob. Morning, WRCP 544.
Alright, I'm back. WSRZ 793 monitoring.
Morning 793, WSDM 993.
Good morning, Chad. What's Chad doing?
Just relaxing, that's about it, you.
None, drinking my coffee, trying to wake up, hearing what's happening out here, and see if there's any life out here. I see we're linked up again, that's a good thing.
Roger that, yeah, I can hear the diesel in there this morning with you. Other than that, you're sound great.
Yeah, roger that, as you're covering me up.
No, not at all.
Hey. Hey, you're sounding good too, man. Nice and clean, full quieting, all the good stuff, as usual, of course.
Yes, sir. Heard you in there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello this morning there. We'll let you get back to your coffee pot, and we'll talk with you a little while there.
Hey, WSDM 992
will be monitoring.
Morning, Chad. Always good talking to you. Good to hear you're doing all right. Ain't heard you in a while. Well, we haven't been linked up in a while, so. But, I don't talk to you again. You have yourself a good rest of the day, my friend. We'll catch you in a little bit. WSDM 793, and I'm listening.
And copy that. I think there was another station doubled with you. 293, I think it was.
Yeah, man. Oh, you have yourself a good day. WSDM 793, listening.
My apologies. I didn't mean to jump in there. All the repeats are doubling this morning. I figured I'd say hello, WSHX 293 monitoring.
Morning, right back to you. You said you called out so fast I didn't catch the numbers on that. But, good morning, right back to you.
Yes, WSHX 293. I'm in Sheridan, coming through the Barrington repeater. Conditions are so strong, we must be all jamming up together again.
Yeah, roger that. I'm not fully awake yet, I believe it's at 293. If I missed, I have my apologies. Until I get the cobwebs out of my head, I screw things up. Now, you sounded really good, man, out of Sheridan. Nice and clean, man. Sound like you
sound like you're right up in there, Roger.
Yeah, I noticed that the conditions right here are strong this morning. Real strong. I'm actually talking through the Barrington repeater, and it's hitting you guys wherever you guys are located right now.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm in Warren, Michigan, just a little north of Detroit, a couple miles, going through the Detroit repeater. That's the one I usually just hang out on, is Detroit, but, yeah, conditions must be good. I didn't even know there's a Barrington repeater there, Roger.
Yeah, Sam, the owner, he owns two of them. He's got that big monster Moline that's about 500 foot on the hill, 500 foot tower that's on the hill, and then he's got this Barrington, which is only 200 foot, though.
Yeah, okay. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know those two even existed. So, I know, forgive me for being ignorant. You said you're 293?
Yes, sir. WS HX 293. I'm located in the central part of Sheridan, pretty much close to downtown Sheridan.
All right. That sounds good. 293, we got Dave over here, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, still trying to wake myself up, so I'm going to get back to monitoring here and keep smacking myself in the head while I drink my coffee and get everything cleared out. But, yeah, conditions must be running good for as good as you sound to the repeater. I'm surprised I don't hear no Ohio stations or anybody popping up in here. Usually this time of morning they do on the good days. But, all right, very good, 293. Good morning time to you. good talking to you. And maybe we'll yap again if the conditions stay the way they are. WSFZ 793. I'm up for a cup of coffee.
Come to think of it, 793, I think we spoke a couple times when conditions were good. I think we talked the other day, a few days ago when conditions were strong. But, yeah, I'm on my first cup of coffee right now, too, as we speak.
Yeah, right, too. When I looked at my log and I checked my scratch pad, I do remember talking to you. I talk to so many people that you got to understand, and sometimes certain people, like I said, there were some people yesterday that voices sound familiar and sound the same, and I was looking at my scratch pad too here. I didn't have it written down. I don't know why. Maybe I just couldn't find my pen or something. These things happen, though, but, yeah, I do believe I remember. Oh, yeah, in fact, I do remember talking to you there, Roger.
Because we were talking about Barrington being on the same PL tone, and when conditions get strong, we're keying up like four different repeaters at once.
Yeah, Roger. I just ain't never heard nobody come through a Barrington repeater. Like I said, I didn't even know they even existed. But, because I don't know how many repeaters there are between here and up there. I think as far as my count goes is to Flint, and I think that's it. But, you know, including Mayville and stuff. And it's still too early for me to try to ponder that. But, all right, let me get back to you in a little bit, my friend. I'm going to try to find me some more coffee. I got to try to wake up here. But great talking to you. And like I said, you sound great. You sound Q5 all across the board. Coming in really good there. But maybe somebody else wanted to get in there anyway and say hello to you. So we'll talk to you in a little bit. 293. WSFZ 793. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Yes, sir, definitely. Back to the coffee we go. WSHX 293, and we're monitoring.
Timothy, WRZP 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County.
Hello there, 544, WSHX 3, out of Sheridan.
Good morning, and best Sunday morning to you. Good to hear you up on the net there, and good to hear you on the band there. Nothing new to report up here. 47 degrees currently, and we're looking at a high of 59 today and partly cloudy. So all systems go. Roger.
There you go. Our little false fall comes to an end after this weekend. We shoot right back up to 80s next week.
Roger that. The same here. Old man weather says we're going to be back up in the high 70s, low 80s, so we'll take it. And been raining here the last couple of days, but we'll take all that we can. A lot of timber down after the old ice apocalypse up here, so we kind of take all that rain we can get, Roger.
Copy that. My name is Tim. I'm actually in Sheridan talking to you through the Barrington repeater. Conditions are so strong that the PO tone's the same, and pretty much keying up four different repeaters right now.
Roger that. Well, we'll let the old channel roll. I want to say good morning to you while I heard you in there. Do take care. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday and have a safe week. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Yeah, have a good day, 73, WSHX 293, and we're on the side.
Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448 monitoring.
Morning, Kurt. 448 WSMZ 793.
Well, good morning, and how are you doing? It's been a few since I've talked to you.
Been doing all right, just still trying to wake up a little bit, and I'm almost there, though. Coffee's not doing its usual job this morning as good, I don't know. But how have you been doing?
As little as possible, actually. Recovering from, my knee procedure, and, I don't know, we were just talking with the wife, and, we don't really have any plans today other than, try to sit outside and enjoy the day if it warms up ever. That's about it. It's just been a quiet week or two here in Groveland Township.
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, it's 56 here. Supposed to get up. Looks like by 2 p.m. it's supposed to be 67. So the heat wave is rolling through, I guess. But, it's quiet here, and I got my window open and listening to the sounds of the outside, the birdies chirping and cars starting up and people yelling at each other. Yeah, the good old living in the city.
Yeah, I copy that. I used to live downtown Detroit, about a block away from where the new stadium is. Back when I was living there, though, it was like borderline gangland.
But yeah, there's nothing like listening to the birds in the morning. It lets you know everything's going to be okay just for the day.
Yeah, roger that. Well, it's better than the listening to the birds going off in my head, so, you know. Sometimes it's pretty neat. I just sit here and I don't have nothing playing on the computer, nothing. I just sit here and listen to the outside. The earlier it is, the better, you know, not so much interference from everything else. And just sometimes it's cool listening to them just chirp away.
Yeah, they like singing quite a bit when they got the little babies. We had a pergola in our backyard and on our deck, and we had hanging baskets around it, and we had some cardinals come in and nest, and it was neat watching them grow up and watching them get fed all the time. It was really cool. WRPB 448 for identification purposes.
Yeah, roger that. When I lived up north there, up in the Thumb, every year the killdeer would make a nest in the middle of the lawn. So we had a horseshoe-shaped driveway, and there was a lawn in between them. Part of the massive lawn that I had to mow, but and right in the middle always, every year, mother built a nest, and little baby killdeer with hatch and everything running around. Used to be cool listening to them in the morning. Excuse me. But all right, Kurt, I'm going to go ahead and get back quiet. Somebody else might want to get in there and say hello to you or whatever the case may be. But glad you're doing okay. It's always good talking to you. Always good hearing from you, especially, you know, hearing that you're doing all right. You know, keeping yourself going there. I'm still trying here to figure out what I'm doing. I'm still a little foggy, so. I'll talk to you in a few, my friend. Take care. Sounding good through the repeaters, too. WSRZ 793, I'll clear up yours.
Well, thank you very much, and as always, it's great to talk to you. Yeah, I got to get some coffee going on my end as well. So, yeah, we'll talk in the future. Like Bob says, we'll do it again. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, Fort Freedom, and I am clear and monitoring. Have a good day, Dave.
You too, my good friend, 73s.
This is WSID 817, mobile and monitoring.
WSBM 993 on the mobile monitoring.
WSGH 922 listening.
Good morning, Greg 92, WSBM 993. Just wanted to jump in there and say hello. WSBM 993 monitoring.
Hey, good morning, Chad. Almost afternoon here, but yeah, good morning to you. WSGH 922.
And we are linked, as far as I know, still, just so you know, FYI on that. Ohio was in this morning talking on here. I was talking to Ohio this morning, WSBM 993.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I don't get up early enough for that skip, so WSGH 922 will be clear.
Thank you.
WRDD 706, testing for Parkinson's, if you can hear any helicopter.
This is WSAT 580. I've got a copy on that on the Mount Clemens repeater, but it is coming in pretty rough. A lot of static, a lot of popcorn.
Thanks for the feedback. That's kind of what I expected, just on a handheld, on a deck here in Parkinson. So just testing it out at a new place. Thank you.
Yep, no problem, sir. Yeah, you're definitely making it in, but you can tell you're, you know, at the limit. A little more power, a little bigger antenna wouldn't hurt for sure. You have yourself a fine day, sir. WSAT 580.
Thank you. It's WRDD 706, sir.
WIZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. WING 488. WIG 488, WRCP 544. Oh, no jack, WRCP 544, clear monitoring the frequency.
WSTJ 347. How's Sheboygan County Bob doing this afternoon?
WRZB 544, Lemon to Drain. It's Sunday, taking it easy, just a little bit of cleaning up the garden and cover up for winter, Roger.
Roger that. Well, you have yourself a good day. Sit back, like you said, relax a little bit. Enjoy the weather. WSDJ 347, this is Joe. We'll be monitoring.
Cheers, Joe. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive here. Enjoy the rest of your week as well and be safe. WRCP 544, clear and monitoring.
WSBQ 684 Mobile. WSBM 993 monitoring. WSBQ 684 Mobile.
Station 544 WIUG 48. Copy.
WIUG 488 WRZP 544. Good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon, Bob. I didn't hear you yesterday. I figured today I heard you out there. And how you doing today?
Complaints, high and dry, 57 degrees, and looks to be warming up the rest of the week there. So all systems go here. How about yourself, Jack?
Over here, nothing but sunshine right now, a little breezy. And you're right, it's going to be all the way to Sunday. No rain at all.
A few intermittent showers here on and off, but nothing to get excited about. All systems go. Having, my third cup of coffee, and just going to take it easy here today, Roger.
Roger that. Enjoy that coffee. Enjoy the whole day, too. Take care. I just want to say hello. And how you doing? WIUG 48.
Do that, Jack. Appreciate the shout-out. You have a fine Sunday and the rest of your week. We'll talk again, I'm sure. FDRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob. Clear monitoring the frequency.
Station 922, WIUG 48, copy. I got to try one more time. That's station 922, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WIUG 488, WRUG 48. Can't even talk right this morning. WRUG 488, WSBM 993, copy. WRUG 488, Jack, WSBM 993, copy. No contact, WRUG 488, WSBM 993, monitoring.
WSIC 866 monitoring.
probably getting ready to switch over to Mayville or Mount Clemens. I'm not sure which one, but you're pretty staticky.
Now I'm about to turn right on 1016.
Okay, yeah, that time you came through clear, so yeah, you must have been in a bad spot before, but yeah, you're coming in good now.
How am I sounding now?
I could read you a little bit of popcorn behind you, but I could read you. Yeah, I didn't catch that last one. Try it again. Yeah, once you get, I don't know, don't worry about it now. Once you get down there, I mean, if you can use the up-down arrow and get us over to Mount Clemens or Mayville, probably Mayville, but don't worry about it until you get down there. All right, on drive safe, WSGH-922, peace, I'll be listening.
Great. Yeah, tell her to put that antenna outside a little bit, outside too, from the window.
Jack, I did. I told her. I said, put that antenna up by the window up a little bit, outside. You'll do better.
I gotta take it outside. If you're driving, you gotta take it outside a little bit. You just open a little bit of air and put that little tip outside, and you should do good. That's what I tried 10,000 times.
Yep, that's the old acknowledgement there, Jack. You gotta tell them to put that out there. Little tip outside the window, hold the radio straight up and down, right?
Yes, and that will do the job for you, or her, whatever it is. It really does the job, because that's how these repeaters are sitting on.
922, mobile, you still got a copy? Yeah, did you hear Jack tell you to put that antenna straight up and the tip just outside the window?
You're doing good. You're doing all right. I can hear you very clear. Always to Rochester Hills.
I was wondering, Jack, she's on her way down to Lake Orion here. She's only in Goodrich. She probably needs to switch to Mount Clemens or Mayville. I'm not sure which one would be closer.
I think Mayville, she got a clear shot to Mayville.
Yeah, I told her not to mess with it. No worry about it until she got down there, so she needs to focus on driving.
It's all clear anyhow. Take care. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack. We'll chat with you later. WSGH 922. I'll be clear.
WSGR 37. Break in here. I'm hearing you guys all the way up here in Gaylord, Michigan.
Good afternoon, Gaylord, Michigan.
Michigan.
My name is Jack, and I'm WIUG48 in Rochester Hills.
Okay, you folks got the seat up there at the same time. I think I got the conversation. Yeah, I think I'm hitting the Sheboygan repeater. 675.
So you are hitting the 675 repeater out of Sheboygan. That, I believe, Sheboygan is not really close to Gaylord, Michigan, but and that how it's worked. Anyhow, you're sounding good except a couple of cracklings. You might have you might be driving or have a handheld. Roger. I guess it started breaking off a little bit, but if you got the handheld, hold it straight up in the air. And if you're in the truck, just put that a little bit outside the window, that antenna a little bit, then you should do good.
Yeah, I'm downtown right now, so I think it's blocked.
You're doing all right. Yeah, I know. Have you said you are downtown right now, anyhow. But let me ask you another question. What's the name of that antenna you got out there? Because, you know, Nagoya 771G, it's a good antenna. It's really the best antenna. A lot of people have them, and I have a lot of them.
That's a Midland. I can't remember the exact model number.
I see, so you got Magna Mount, correct?
Yeah, correct, Magna Mount. Top of the road.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Now, the radio, is it handheld radio or mobile radio? Which one is it? If you go on medium, it should do good, because that's all I needed, those repeaters out there. Medium is really good.
Yep, 10-4 on that. Like I said, I'm getting back here on the expressway at 75 and M32 right there in Gaylord headed south.
Doing perfect. Leave it the way it is. I would not touch it. You are perfect and number one. No noise, no nothing, no crackers, no nothing. All right, buddy. Good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again. Don't be shy. We always talk. WRUG 48.
Before I got to that, yeah, we'll chat at you again. I work up here in Gaylord, but I work south. Or I live south, work in Gaylord. Hear you guys often up here. WSGR3, if that's clear.
Station out of Gaylord, WIUG 48. I got a question for you.
Go ahead, I'm still copying you.
How about it, Jack? You got a copy on WSDJ 347?
Do you see a lot of elk out that way? That's all my question is. Hey, thank you. Have a good day. WIUG 48. The other station out there, go ahead.
How about it, Jack? You got a copy on this radio? This is WSDJ 247. I got my hand held out, testing it out in the yard.
Yeah, let me tell you something. Sound excellent, but I don't know if you have that Roger beep on or not.
I'm going to have to go in the menu and look now and turn it off.
You're sounding good. That radio, the real radio does a good job out there for you.
Copy that, copy that. All right, I got to get back inside and do some work back. WSDJ 347, we'll be monitoring.
All right, buddy, take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48, clear.
WSGH 922, mobile 1 to mobile base. WSGH 922 base, go ahead.
I'm on the base though.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you. A little bit scratchy, but yeah, I can hear you. Where are you at now? Okay, yeah, you're just not, you're probably right in between Flint and Mayville for you, so just wait till you get down there to Lake Orion, and then we'll figure out what's coming in better, but you're breaking up pretty good right now. WSGH 922 base clear.
WSHR 566 on the air monitoring.
WSGH 922 to mobile. WSGH 922 base to mobile. WSGH 922 clear.
WSID 817 from WSDM 993.
WSHR 566, WHCU 844. You got a copy?
WSMZ 793, WSIC 866. Dave, you around? WSMZ 793, WSIC 866. Dave, you around?
Station out there calling Dave 793. He was out here earlier this morning. I haven't heard him really much lately, but he was out here a little while earlier this morning, but I haven't heard him recently. WSBM 993.
Yeah, WSBM 993, WSIC 866. Yeah, I wanted to check this handheld. A brand new one, and I usually talk to Dave and get his critique on it.
Yeah, Roger that. You said the handheld you're on there. Yeah, it's sounding really good. Actually, you're coming in really good. Sounding really good over this way. I'm located in Saginaw on the Saginaw repeater. Whereabouts are you at?
Yeah, I'm in Warren. So I'm using the McComb repeater.
Roger that. I think that's the Mount Clemens repeater, McComb, yeah. Yeah, man, it's definitely sounding really good. It's doing the job for you. Real readable, real clear. Everything sounds really good on it.
Well, the same with you. I have you down here 5x5. You're very clear.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm on a DB20G, 20-watt DB20G radiodity. Got it hooked up in the house. Nagoya magnet mount up on top of the roof there on the eavesdrop gutters there and a cookie for a cooking pan there.
Well, I didn't know if that would work or not. I have a 50 watt up in my office that I haven't hooked up yet. I was waiting on trying to decide on what kind of antenna I want to put up.
Yeah, copy that one. Yeah, I guess they say you're talking about for like a base antenna, right?
Yeah, that's what I was looking at, is putting a base antenna up. My office upstairs in the house is right next to the chimney, so I could put a chimney mount on and just put a base station antenna on.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know if you know Jack out here. I'm pretty sure you probably know Jack, WREG488. He's one of the guys that run a Harvest BC200, or that's what he used to run, actually, for his base antenna. Harvest BC200. That's the base antenna. And I know him and a couple other people out here run those antennas for bases. And they highly recommend those antennas for a base antenna. They say it's a real good antenna.
Oh, well, I'll probably look into that then and take a look. I'm probably going the route of the ham radio too. I've been studying for the technique and stuff, but I'm trying to get radios that cover the spectrum, even though you're not supposed to do that. But I just can't see carrying two radios, one for GMRS and one for ham.
Right, I copy on that one. Yeah, it makes more sense to get like a dual band or multi band radio instead of just two separate ones. Yeah, that makes more logical sense to me too. Definitely. What was your name again? And I'm gonna write your call down in my log here. My name is Chad Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. My call is Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993.
Yep, I have your information. I recorded that, I think, about a week ago. But mine is WSIC866. My name is Rick.
Roger that, Rick. I believe it was Whiskey Sam Indigo Charlie, correct? 866?
That is correct.
Roger that, Rick. Well, we'll write you down in the log, just wrote you in there, so we got you in, and it was good talking with you. Like I said, all is well here, and you're sounding great as well. It was good talking with you, we'll maybe talk again sometime. WSBM 993 will be back clear and monitoring after yours.
All right, thanks, Chad. WSIC 866 is clear and monitoring.
WSIC 866, you got a copy, this is WSIC 817. I got a clue on the GMRS and dual bander radios there.
Yeah, somebody was coming back to 866, and there were two people in there talking, so I didn't catch either one of you.
All right, this is WSID 817, Mike up in Saginaw. I was just going to tell you about using dual band ham radios for GMRS, because GMRS is like an extension of the 70 centimeter band, so you can use the same radio. Most Baofengs will do it right out of the box, but if you want a nice radio like a Yaesu or ICOM or Kenwood or something, there's something that's called a Mars mod, which you can order from a website called Gigaparts. You can order the radio and the Mars mod to be done before it gets sent to you. And then you can do MERS frequencies. You can do GMRS and ham dual band on the same radio. This is WSID 817 for radio ID.
Yeah, technically that's not legal. For GMRS, you need a part accepted radio.
Yeah, roger that, station. I understand that it's, you know, against FCC regulation, but I'm just saying that it is available out there, and it's, you know, it's within the realm of possibility, just saying.
Thanks for the information, Mike, WSIC 866. Yeah, I understand that it's against the rules. But I just can't see, I should say, it's hard to justify having to carry two different radios for the same purpose, one for GMRS and one for ham. Although all my radios, believe it or not, I have two bi-bands and two tri-bands that cover the entire frequency spectrum. So I know you're not supposed to do it, but I just can't justify having to carry two radios.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I understand your point exactly, because I had the same quandary. Because I can understand if these bands were a little bit more busy than what they are, but and I'm sure it's like GMRS has you know, radio kind of peaked already, and but it's still popular with some people, and you know, some rules, you know, they're guide, you know, they can be guidelines or something along those lines. But I'm talking to you right now on a Yaesu. I got it out here in the garage, and I use it for both.
Yep, I'm using a UV28 Plus. Which is a ham handheld, and I just reprogrammed it for just the repeaters for GMRS and the state. So, but I can, you know, you can use it on other bands. I just can't see having to carry this one. It's brand new. I was just testing it out today.
Yep, roger that. You're coming in real clear. I was able to understand. I'm able to understand you clearly and everything. So it seems to be working out good for you. I've had good luck with Baofengs. They're okay radios for what they are. If you just need something that'll work on you, then I mean, they seem to get out all right. Receive isn't perfect, but. They're decent little radios, especially at the price point that they are. It's hard to resist them.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I have this one, a K5, and a couple of UV9Gs, which are just GMRS. So, but the other two are 10 watt, and the UV9G, that's a 5 watt. And I've had good luck with all of them. I bought a few other Baofengs because they're dumping out pretty much in the market. They're saying that they don't transmit on GMRS, but they do, because they just don't have the FCC license for it. But, so it's funny that the price drops because they're trying to get rid of them before they're forced to do something.
Yeah, roger that. I used to have a UV9G. I gave it away to one of my buddies who's about to get his GMRS license. I shouldn't say he's one of my buddies. He's my friend's son. You know, he's 20-something, you know, in his mid-20s, and he wants to get into GMRS. And I told him I'd get him a radio I'd give him one of my radios if he got his license. So he's going to be turning that in. But I ended up putting in an order on Radiodity for one of their mystery boxes the other week, and then they sent me a Baofeng I think it's GT-3WP, which is the exact same radio as the UV-9G, except it's a dual bander. It does GMRS and dual band, but I just use it. I use it for when I, when I'm around the dogs and whatnot, because they could get a hold of it and chew it up. it could get nasty, and I can't wash it or whatever. I don't know. So I just don't want to work. I'm not taking a nice radio into the shelter. It could get beat up. But yeah, it's been nice talking to you, WSIC 866. Maybe we'll talk again. This is WSID 817. I got to run, but it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for the conversation and the information. WSIC 866. We'll be clear.
WIUG 48 clear.
WSHF 567, unit copy. This is WRWB 49.
WSDJ 347.
Go ahead there, 347. We got a copy on you.
How are you doing today? Pulled out my handheld radio and played some handheld radios a little bit today.
I'm doing all right. Yeah, you're coming in pretty decent. Repeater, almost full quieting.
Is your name Mike?
Yes, correct. Mike India Kilo Echo.
Copy that. My name's Joe, by the way, but I hear you talking in the morning sometime and I'm getting ready to go into work.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm always usually out here in the mornings around 4:30, 5 o'clock, sometimes up until 6 or 7, depending. That's when I'm usually out here the most. I just figured, I got the afternoon off a little bit here. I'd come in here and see who's out here.
Okay, copy that. Yep, just got the radios on. Doing a little cooking for lunch for the week. And enjoy some of this nice weather.
Yeah, Lions are coming on here at 4:30, and it's not a bad day out to grill.
Yeah, I figured something was up today. I didn't pay much attention to the grocery store running around town here. Everybody got their Lions jerseys on and shirts and hats and stuff. Okay, Lions must be starting up today.
That's their first regular game of the season, so we'll see what happens. Let's hope they don't blow it. They got to play Green Bay today. Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, we got a QRM we're trying to jam you, but they're not seem to be doing the job here. They're getting over the top of them, so.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Yeah, you got them out there. I don't know why they think it's doing something, hurting somebody or something. Just a waste of their time.
Yeah, there's a few out here. They work in unison. And, the key players, you know, me and a few others, we pretty much know who they are. So, eventually they'll get caught. So, let them just keep doing what they're doing. That's all. Anyway, what's your QTH? I'm over here in Clinton Township.
I'm over in Shelby Township. From 21 mile area, Van Dyke.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm just right over here by Grossbeck and 16 mile here.
Copy that, copy that. Yeah, I work over there around the area, 14 mile area, Grossbeck area.
Yeah, my line of work, I work all over. Usually my mainstay is up over by, New Baltimore, Clay Township, Ira, Fairhaven. Sometimes they have me working in, your area, but not usually. Not very often, anyway.
Okay, copy that.
I don't know if you do any amateur radio swaps or go to those, but they have one there. They got one coming up here at the Packard Proving Grounds here, I think on the 14th of this month.
Oh, okay. Yep. I'm not far from there.
Yeah, usually when I've gone, I've sold everything I brought. There's usually not too many people show up at that one. They have it, but, it's not usually it doesn't usually draw a big crowd. At least the year I went, and there wasn't a big crowd, but I sold everything I had.
Yeah, I only went there one time, I had a Saturday off. Remembered about it. I'm going to go down there and check it out. Walk around there for a little bit. You can find nothing I needed at the time anyway.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I don't know how it's been in recent years, but the year I went, I think it was like almost 10 years ago, to be exact. Yeah, it wasn't that big, but someone told me, just recently, it's getting a little bigger.
Yeah, I think it was the beginning of the year when I went there, looking around.
The Packard Proving Grounds swap, usually that's an outdoor one. I didn't know they had an indoor one there.
I didn't know they had an indoor one either. I just thought it was outside. Everybody had their cars, trucks, and everything parked out there, and some tables set up.
No, and they're not using it for swap meets and stuff. They got the Packard Motor Car Foundation. They use it for their club, and then, of course, they use that for wedding venues now, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, fruit markets there on
Saturdays or Sundays sometimes, and car shows and lots of things over there.
Yeah, I know about the fruit market. They had that set up that day I went for the swap set up. They had that up in the front, and then they had us, you know, off to the side around like the back, you know, where the engineering buildings were.
Copy that. Yeah, when I went, it was just a swap meet there. So it was easy to get in and out.
Well, it's good chatting with you here. I'm going to take a standby and finish up what I was doing. So with that being said, this is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
Yep, same here. Have a good rest of your day, and maybe we'll talk to you in the morning. WSTJ 347, this is Joe. We'll be monitoring.
I copy that.
Hey, Mike, could you bring back just the numbers of your call sign?
489.
Thanks, this is WSIC 866.
Copy that.
WSID 817 from WSBM 993.
Yes, sir. Come on back.
Hey there, Mike. I just want to jump in and say hello to you today. Say hi and hope your day is going well, and hope you had a good day over at SCACC today.
I did have a good morning. There were not enough workers there today, but there were enough volunteers, so the dogs got out and everything, so... yeah, but I got tired and I took off. I think it was maybe 12:30 or 1 o'clock or something like that. But I'm home now. I came home, took a shower. I was thinking about taking a nap, but I'm actually gonna get my soldering iron out and start putting terminals on cables. I was just about to go do that, but I'm glad you are having a good day, and thanks for the shout out, bud.
Roger that, for sure, definitely. As always, how was Heaven and Rocky and everybody today? Were they pretty good?
Yep, they're doing all right. They're hanging in there and just being. I actually didn't get to take them out today, but I try to hit. I try not to spoil, you know, the same dogs too many times. Because I don't know. They all get out. I went and looked. I made sure that I looked on the board and all the ones in the back got out. And all the ones, most of the ones in BBB got out today before I left. But they definitely got a couple of turns out. So everything's good on that front.
Roger that, my friend. Well, definitely sounds good then, for sure. I'll let you get into the soldering iron and the soldering board, and let you take care of what you need to do with the soldering stuff, and you enjoy the rest of your day and evening. Pretty sure we might talk a little later. Have yourself a good one, and enjoy your dinner, too, as well. WSBM 993, we'll be back monitoring after yours.
Yeah, roger that, Chad. I took a very sad and old puppy that came in, this little dog, so afraid, so she came in. She brought Lori to tears. It was it's very sad. And I took it to Culver's to get a frozen pup cup today, and it seemed to put a little sparkle in its eyes again, and it was very happy. Very happy situation today. And I do that every weekend. Culver's can't stop me from doing it. It draws me in there every time. I love feeding those pup cups to them. But yeah, you have a good day. Take care. This is WSID 817. Clear.
Roger that. Well, that was very nice and very wonderful of you to do that, Mike. I know they greatly appreciate that, all that love and companionship, for sure. Absolutely. It's a blessing and whatnot, so for sure. WSDM 993 will be monitoring. WSDM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSBQ 99. Got a copy. This is WRWB 49.
You say WSBM 993?
Oh, 996. I haven't heard them out here in a long time, but good afternoon to you.
Hey, Roger, I thought you said 993, my apologies. All right, no problem, sorry about that, man. WSDM 993, monitoring.
Yeah, I usually call for him because he's supposedly got his HT with him 24-7, but evidently hasn't been that way quite recent.
Roger that. You said you were looking for who again? What was the call?
Just my friend of mine. He lives over here in Harrison Township, WSBQ 996, Pauly.
Okay, Roger that. What's Mike?
Yeah, correct.
Hey, Roger, okay. Alright, man, yeah, sounds good. You're sounding good over this way in Saginaw. Chad over here, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Whiskey Sam Bravo Mike 993 on the mobile. We'll let you get back to your business there. Good talking to you again.
Sorry, safe travel. Negative copy on WSBQ 996, and we'll be standing by.
WSID 375 to Madison Heights.
WPKW 34. Can I have a radio check? Radio check?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, I have you loud and clear.
Thank you very much. All right, thank you. Thank you for that. Have a good day.
Roger that. Can you kindly turn off your Roger beep? They're discouraged here on the MIA network. Thank you very much. WRZP 544.
Sorry about that. I just turned it off. All right, it's off now. I had it on when I was on WHGM repeaters, the 4431. I had it on when I was on there. And I just turned it off. I was messing with a couple other FRS channels as well. My bad.
No harm, no foul. We all started somewhere. Keep doing what you're doing. As I said, you're leaving Charlie there. And welcome to the network.
All right, one question for you. Is there scheduled nets on here on the GMRS repeater by chance? I was wondering.
Yes, you're currently connected to the MI8 network here in Michigan. You can transmit from the other side of the bridge a little distance all the way down into Detroit off the repeater system, Roger.
Yeah, my question is there any, like, scheduled nets is my question. Like, is there, like, a scheduled nets where people talk about certain things or, like, I don't do this repeater system. So, yeah, anything like that, thank you.
All right, you're broken and unreadable. Not sure what's going on there. If you're on a handheld, stand upright and back off the microphone a little bit there and try your question one more time, please.
Is there, okay, I'm using a thing. Plus, I think that'll get me through now. But, so is there any scheduled nets where people talk about certain things or something like that? Thank you. Back to you.
There's no net like there are on ham stations and on your ham radio. However, anytime you'd like to bring up a topic and open it up for discussion, there's more than enough people on here that will communicate with you and join in the conversation, Roger.
Hey! My dad has the GMRS license, so it's his family wide thing. So it's all a lot of that sort of stuff. So yeah. But yeah, though, thank you. So is this, so yeah, just like the casual GMRS. Hey! Thank you for your assistance in answering my questions. I'm gonna stop for now.
Hear that. Make sure you keep that old mic button pressed in there. But yeah, you're welcome anytime here. It's family friendly. We're casual. Very few rules. As I said, typically we break between we key back up in case there's any emergency traffic, 2 to 3 or 4 or 5 seconds there. But yeah, keep doing what you're doing and welcome. A lot of interesting folks and a lot of knowledge out there for you. Again, pleasure having you in my receive. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear on your final.
WRZP 544, thank you for that info. I'm 12. I got my ham radio stuff all taken care of now. I'm into this stuff. It's pretty interesting. Two other nets. Yeah, thank you for the info and all the insight about this repeater. You have a good rest of your day. WPKW 34.
You have a nice day. I'm down in Sterling Heights. It is very nice out here. Beautiful day. I am signing off. Thank you. Thank you so much for the info. Have a good day. Signing off.
Jack, you as well. Thank you very much.
WRTP 347 mobile monitoring.
WSFC 2973 dot
902. 973, Dave. Dave, you got it on? WSFT 902. No response to 973. I'll be listening.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WPKW 34. Radio check. Radio check. On GMRS repeaters.
Radio check loud and clear. Can I get that call sign again, though? Radio check, do you copy? Yes, BM 993. Station requesting radio check, do you copy? Yes, BM 993 monitoring.
My bad about that. I had to run to the bathroom. My call sign is WPWK438. Again, that is WPWK438. Sorry for the thing. I had to run to the bathroom. My bad about that. Sorry about that.
Roger that. WPWK438.
That sounds about accurate.
Roger that. Name is Chad over here. What's your name?
My name is Harold.
Roger that, Harold. We copy. Sounding good, though. WSBM 993.
Thank you, WSBM 993. All right, I'm going on a amateur radio. Oh, jeez, so many freaking mosquitoes in my garage. I just got jump scared. Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Station WPWK 438. Station WPWK 438. WSBM 993. Copy. Station WPWK 438. You copy WSBM 993? One more. last call for WPWK 438 WSDM 993. Copy?
Okay,
WPWK 438. Just an FYI for all GMRS radio operators monitoring.
WPWK
438. By the name of Harold Hoover, has an expired GMRS radio license. So they've been operating out here on the air with an expired license, WSDM 993.
Wait, my license is expired? Dude, I had no clue. Is my license actually expired? No way. Is my license expired?
Yes, your license expired on 12-6 of 2007. December 6th of 2007, sir. Harold Hoover, WPWK 438. Yes, your license expired on 12-6 of 2007.
Okay, so let me get this straight. My license expired nearly 20 years ago.
That is correct.
All right, Ed, let's not carry on with the kid. He knows better. He's all over the place pulling this imposter crap. I'm going to shut the repeater down if he doesn't disappear.
Hey, Sean, sounds good. I appreciate it. WSBM 993.
This is WSEG 444. This is the kid I was talking about, guys. He's been all over the ham operators, participating with the ham guys.
Well, we've got a relatively good idea of where he's coming from, so you just have to hone in. That's what a $5 Bofang does for the service. All right, catch everybody. WRU 850.
With you is WRFK 359.
Hey, you Robert, how you doing?
Just hearing some crybabies out there, I guess. But they're doing all right. That's more.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's been a while, so. All right. Well, you take care, and I'm going to get back to what I was doing. WRU
850. WRFK 359. We're monitoring airwaves.
WRU 850, WSBM 993, copy.
Just a few more minutes. I got some stuff I got to attend to.
I just wanted to jump in there. I was sorry about that. I wasn't trying to, you know, stir up any problems or whatever, but I just, you know, wanted to, you know, figure it out. But like I said, it was all under control, whatever, so I know you got it under control, but I do apologize. WSBM 993.
No, that's all right. He kid knows damn well what he's doing. He's all over the place, polluting all the bands. Got himself a, you know, $20 Bofang, and now he's just clever enough to figure out how to cause trouble. He's a agitator waiting to be born, so he'll never amount to much. All right, catch you later. I'm getting out of here for sure. Now this is it. So we are UU 850.
I hear that, Sean. Sounds good, as always, my friend. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring. Hello? Radio check. Radio check.
Columbia check. You have a call sign, WSBM 993. Trying to call into the repeater, you're all static, not readable. WSBM 993. Station 901, WSBM 993, you're about 80-85% static. I can hear you a little bit, but hard to make you out there.
All right, copy that. I appreciate the update. I guess this one isn't working too well, but thank you for letting me know how my signal's coming in.
Yeah, roger that. That was a little bit better, but you do have quite a bit of static in there covering up your modulation or your audio there. Maybe you're just in a bad area. I don't know if you're on a handheld or what you're running there, but maybe try to get in a better area or better zone there, WSBM 993.
Copy that, 993. WSHC 901 clear.
WSHZ 901, this is WSJT 740. I did catch your transmission, and like you said, it is static.
Copy that. I'll try to reach out to you a little later. Got to work on my radio. WSHZ 901 clear.
Traffic for WSET 257.
WSGH 922.
Good evening, Greg. 922, WSBM 993. How's it going?
WSGH 922. Alright, no copy on Greg. This is WSID 817 along with WSIH 305, Lori and Austin.
WSID 817, WSBM 993.
How you doing tonight, Chad? I'm out here with Lori and Austin, and we just had dinner, and we're hanging out around the propane little heater. What are you up to?
Roger that. Just hanging out. You know, that's about it tonight. Just relaxing. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, roger. I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Chad?
Well, doing pretty good. Just chilling at home, relaxing about it, pretty much over here.
Yeah, how about them Lions, though? Do you watch the game?
I heard they got beat. I heard when I looked the score up, I didn't watch it, but I looked the score up. It looked like they were getting beat pretty bad.
they did get hit, get lost. They lost it. No good. I watched some of it. We got, Brian has like 8 TVs, so it was all over the wall, and I was kind of watching it, but my back is turned to it. I was chit-chatting with Lori and Austin. Gave Austin a radio. He's gonna get his GMRS call sign very soon.
Wonderful, wonderful. That's good to hear. Well, welcome aboard, Austin, for sure, definitely. We'll be glad to have you out here, WSBM 993. Let you get back to your business there, Greg, or I mean, Mike, and tell Lori we said hello also, and we'll talk again soon, my friend. WSBM 993 will be monitoring after yours.
Roger that. We'll talk again, Chad. Take care. This is WSID 817. I'm clear and I'm monitoring.
WSBI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring, Saginaw County.
WSAL 946 monitoring.
Disconnected.
WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSAL 946 on here. Hey, Jack. 488. Are you in there? WSAL 946 monitoring. WSAL 993, Dave, you out there? WSAL 946. WSAL
SAM 946, clear and monitoring.
WSET 444, 946, copy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's it going tonight?
Okay, how are you doing?
Oh, not bad. Not bad. It's just, I thought it was later than it is, but it's only a little after 10. I just watched some YouTube and kind of moderning, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. I only got a few minutes to talk because I'm getting ready to go to bed here. I got to work in the morning. But yeah, that kid was back out here again tonight with another call sign, trying to talk, and he got busted again. And yeah, they told him to stay off of here. So who knows? Just look out for him. He's out here again.
Well, you know, you really can't mistake the voice. You know, at first I thought it was a little girl. I didn't know. I mean, you can't mistake the guy.
Yeah, he needs some testosterone for sure, man. He's got to deep that voice up a little bit. But anyways, I was doing a call out last night on Channel 16, and I talked to a guy at Tenant Jefferson. Okay, he's a 40-year ham guy. And talked to him, man, pretty crystal clear. No problems at all. We just, you know, talked for a few minutes. And then there was a Corey, 771, here in Roseville also. Made contact with him and talked to him. And he's real close to us. So we got him as a contact also now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You know, I love talking local, you know. It's not so much, I don't want to say tit for tat, but it's local folks that you talk to, you know. It's just a little more friendly. It's a little better for me.
Well, yeah, it gives you another option. Talk to people close by, man. You know, you never know, you know, something goes on in the neighborhood. It's nice to have some contacts close by that, you know, close to you.
Absolutely. So what you got going on tonight? Anything good?
No, I actually have a real late night dinner here going, and I'm going to eat here, take a shower, and get to sleep. I got to work in the morning.
You know, it may sound funny, but I wish I had to work in the morning. I got kind of forced into retirement with health issues, and some days are better than others.
Yeah, we may be all forced into retirement here with the way the economy is going, and I'm not kidding about that either.
Well, let's just see how it rolls, you know. Probably within another year, things should stabilize. If they don't, then we need a new administration, I just guess.
Yeah, copy that. But anyhow, I'm sorry to cut you short tonight, man. But yeah, I'm gonna go in here and dinner should be done, and I'm gonna call it a night.
All right, Ken. Yeah, I'm gonna go clear up your final WSIL 946.
Yeah, this is WSIL 444, and I will talk to you later.
Hey, 375, WSAL 946, Ralph over here. What's up, Brent, Matt?
Hey, Ralph. I'm just using my handheld right now, so I'm coming through like a touch scratchy, but still impressed for a TV-watch radio. What are you up to?
Yeah, you're a busy guy, she's too on my end. Oh, I'm not up to nothing. Just winding down here, watching a little YouTube as usual, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's what I always do at the end of the night as well.
So how you been? You been good? I haven't started in a while. Well, maybe I have. It's kind of top of this, you know. If I don't write these things down, I don't know, but how's it going?
Everything's going good on my end. Hopefully you're doing good as well. Some of your transmissions are just a little bit choppy, but like I said, I'm just on my little 8-watt handheld with the standard whip antenna.
Yeah, copy that. Well, hey, keep talking. You know, you're kind of breaking up, making it tough. So I'm gonna go clear here after yours. WSAL 946.
Have a good night, Rail. WSIE 375, clear.
WSAL 946, monitoring. WSAL 946. 841, you out there? 841, WSAL 946. No copy, 841. How about Alex, 284? You out there, sir? No copy. WSAL 946 and third monitoring.
WRVJ 258.